Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Philip Schofield has given an interview to the BBC's Amal Rajan following his resignation as presenter from ITV's flagship show this morning, after he admitted to what he called an unwise but not illegal affair with a younger male colleague. In the interview, he described that relationship as his biggest secret. He understands people questioning if this was a potential abuse of power, as his partner was a child when they first met. However, he strongly refuted that.
It was a totally innocent picture, a totally innocent Twitter follow, of which I follow 11,400 people. And then it was a completely innocent backwards and forwards over a period of time about a job, about careers. What's wrong with talking to someone, no matter, you know, what age they are? Does that mean that if you're following anyone on Twitter, that you absolutely don't talk to anybody else or you don't give advice? So I disagree with the summation that you just gave, because that does paint a very grave picture.
Do you know if he has signed an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, preventing him from speaking?
No.
You don't know if he
has? No. Did I make him sign an NDA? No, absolutely not.
But there's a question of whether or not he was, as it were, paid off.
No.
In effect, if he was paid off,
no.
Was he paid for his silence?
No, God, no.
No. So no. Is he free to speak if he wants to?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, what he wants is for all of this to go away.
And Philip Schofield said he did not have any kind of sexual contact with this man while he was underage. He went on to outline how the relationship progressed.
He'd been working at the show for a few months. And we become mates. We were mates. Around the studios, you hang out together, you know, you chat to each other, that sort of stuff. And then in my dressing room one day, something happened. Which, you know, obviously I will regret forever, for him and for me, mostly him. But that happened maybe 4 or 5 times over the next few months. And I know it's unforgivable. But we weren't boyfriends, we weren't in a relationship. I was really in a mess with my own sexuality at the time. And it just happened.
How old was he at this stage?
20, 21.
And then he was asked, did he ever tell his co-presenter, Holly Willoughby?
No, God, no. That's a bigger question, because we have our makeup room was like a sanctuary, has always been a sanctuary. So you tell everything in that room. Holly knows everything about me. I know everything about Holly. Holly did not know. Nobody knew. I WhatsApped her on the day that I put the statement up, and I said to her, I know you can't reply. You're probably not allowed to. But please know that I am so desperately, desperately sorry.
Did she reply?
No.
Okay, so she didn't reply. Let's just go back, because I have one more clip I want you to hear. The interview began by asking Philip Schofield, after a very difficult week, how he is.
I think I understand how Caroline Flack felt. Last week, if my daughters hadn't been there, then I wouldn't be here. And they've guarded me, and won't let me out of their sight. It's like a weird numbness. I know that's a selfish point of view. But you come to a point where you just think, how much are you supposed to take? If all of those people that write all of that stuff, do they ever think that there's actually a person at the other end?
That is Philip Schofield speaking to Amal Rajan of the BBC. And I'm joined now by Julian Drucker, who's Five News correspondent. Julian, good morning and thank you for joining us. I think the question a lot of people are asking this morning is, why did Philip Schofield do this interview, both with the BBC and he did another with The Sun? What do you think his logic was?
Hi there, Clay. This BBC interview you've just played clips from, it's 45 minutes. Lots of pausing, really pronounced to hear it on the radio, isn't it? Just how long those pauses are. And as you say, he did an interview with the Sun newspaper, part of a video interview that went online last night. I mean, Philip Schofield, within both interviews, but particularly the BBC one, because it's so detailed, he said, you know, simply wanted to set the record straight. Obviously he issued a statement last Friday, and then there was a shorter one on Monday on Instagram. But I guess it was being able to see him, you know, in person, saying what he essentially said in the statement about the relationship that he had. And it went into more sort of personal areas than those statements, talking about his anguish, as we just heard just then. I suppose he felt that he needed people to see him. And, you know, some people will say also to perhaps garner some sympathy as well. I think he felt that he clearly expressed the fact he feels that he has been vilified and possibly deserves a bit of sympathy because of the ongoing press coverage of the, I mean, it's been 3 weeks now, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting just to look at his motivation for saying all of this now, because he has resigned and he said himself, my TV career is over, I don't really know what's ahead of me. And yet he felt the need to come out and say all of this today.
Yes, I mean, it's just sort of, we're kind of used to seeing interviews like this in the sort of Princess Diana mode, you know, Harry and Meghan, you know, this sort of sit-down process, very open, very frank, but, you know, seasoned watchers have seen these sorts of things before, like with Prince Andrew, have seen how these types of interviews can go wrong. They can be met badly by the public. I sense Philip Schofield was trying to do a similar thing. There are all these questions. Some of the PR experts I've spoken to this morning are possibly, you know, they're saying, is it perhaps a bit early for him to be doing this? Because lots of the facts have not been established about this. And we heard just on Wednesday that ITV are now commissioning a barrister to do an external review of their own reviews into this relationship. So perhaps, you know, it could be too early at this moment for him to be doing this type of interview. And, you know, some people would say he should have perhaps waited a few more weeks before speaking so frankly.
And on the question of an abuse of his position, that has been the allegation, the imbalance of the power dynamic in the relationship that he had at work. He's adamant that that doesn't apply in this case. Do you think he said enough to make those allegations go away, Julian?
Well, he talked about the kind of legalities of it. I mean, he said it was a grave error, I shouldn't have done it, but he is talking about the morality rather than the legality. And in those clips we just heard, you know, the interviewer is asking him about the age of the person he had the relationship with. And Philip Schofield is very clear that although they knew each other when this person was a teenager, the relationship didn't start until, I think he said, he was 20 when they first had any kind of sort of intimate contact. So, I mean, that was a key part of the interview, really. That is, you know, lots of these allegations online, which Philip Schofield referred to, are about the age of the person. Mm-hmm. I suppose he feels by being absolutely clear about this, it just reduces it to it being a workplace relationship. But obviously, as you say, the imbalances of power still remain. And, you know, he did refer to that in the interview as well.
He said there in the last clip that we played, which was actually at the start of the interview, about the fact that he felt suicidal in the wake of all of this. Now, he's a seasoned television presenter. He's had a 40-year-long career. What did you make of his demeanour on camera?
Well, it was, you know, his hands were shaking in parts. He looked very carefully. You could see him using a vaping device on the interview with The Sun, you couldn't see it so clearly in the BBC interview. You know, this was a really sort of frank, unvarnished. This is, you know, the real turmoil, he's saying, of Philip Schofield. And to talk about things like suicide, just seeing the online reaction, I think it's this part of the interview which has perhaps divided people the most. And, you know, his invoking of Caroline Flack, who obviously took her own life 3 years ago. But people are saying, you know, her case, as these cases always are very complicated. So to compare oneself with someone who went through that sort of thing, it's kind of complicated, and he's sort of simplifying perhaps what she went through to compare himself to her.
I know you said that you've been speaking to some PR experts and getting their take on this. I don't know if you've had a chance to assess the reaction to what he said about homophobia. He said, I think there's an enormous amount of homophobia. It happens to be male, but if this was a male-female relationship, then it wouldn't be such a scandal. How has that been received?
I think he's really started a debate, to be honest. I mean, some people have been reflecting this on social media already, but, there are rows now online about this part of what he's saying. Is he using sexuality to get in the way of something which was perhaps predominantly about power imbalances in the workplace? Is sexuality sort of irrelevant to that? Some people sort of saying, was it a bit of a sort of a PR curveball for him to raise that? Was it entirely relevant to the whole affair at all? But I mean, that it took up sort of several minutes of this 45-minute interview.
And then,
but he was very clear. He said homophobia was a factor.
And then for Holly Willoughby, I mean, he was very clear. He said she didn't know anything and she hasn't been in contact with him since he texted her and he says apologised for lying to her. Now, she's due back to work on this morning on Monday. Is the interview a help or a hindrance for her?
Yes, she's due back on Monday. In a way, it's a sort of help because he is stressing that Holly, you know, he's as with his wife, he's saying that he lied to these people and, you know, that these people, including Holly, would have had no idea about it. He's sort of absolving them of any sort of anything to do with this affair. He's saying this is all on me. I think the biggest apologies in this interview were not to his wife or to Holly, interestingly, but to the his former colleague, this guy who's now in his mid-20s. The biggest apologies to him. And, you know, Philip Schofield is saying he wished that it hadn't happened. And I think that will be people's biggest takeaway from this is he kept, whichever point he was making, he kept getting back to the same point of apologising to this male colleague. And he was, you know, sort of saying that this person didn't deserve what has so far happened to him.
Julian, thank you very much for bringing us your take on that Philip Schofield interview. Julian Drucker there, Five News correspondent. And I'm aware there were some sensitive topics in what we heard from Philip Schofield. So if anything has affected you, you can find links and phone numbers online at rte.ie/helplines.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.